My name is Michelle Oberwood, and I'm carrying out this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust for the One Another Project. The date today is the 3rd of October 2009, and the time is now 7:20 a.m. Could you tell me your name, your age, and where you're from?
My name's Katja Seaton, I'm 45, and I'm from Stockport, Manchester.
How are you feeling?
Tired.
What time did you get down from Stockport?
Oh, about 10:30 last night, and then we had to obviously go straight off to Chinatown.
Had you been there before?
Oh God, no, I grew up in London, so I'm not really from Stockport. I am really from London.
Whereabouts?
I grew up in Earls Court. Yes. West London I am.
When did you move?
I didn't actually move to Stockport, I just found my way there. I left London about 12 years ago, I think now, and went travelling, and then went to New York for a few years. And then when I came back, I found my way to Stockport.
What were you doing in New York?
I was learning how to decorate cakes. And then decorating cakes. and I was living the New York life. So did lots of doing like art classes and doing yoga and all the things that you do if you live in New York, which was a good laugh.
Had you done them over here? Have you done any of them?
Yeah, no, well, I just before I went off, I'd been at Camberwell College of Art, and so I'd sort of made this life change, and which is part of why I left London, I suppose, because prior to that I was just sort of partying and clubbing and had stupid jobs and found it quite difficult to... I wanted to change my life, and I couldn't. I don't know, it's all getting a bit heavier for 7 o'clock in the morning. but I just wanted to... I just wanted to be an artist or be a creative person rather than a secretary.
Was there no way that you felt that you could do it here?
I think it was just entrenched in your life, and that's what I felt. You know, I needed to sort of be away. I needed to go away in order to be this person that I wanted to be, I think. That was maybe just in my head, I'm sure. I could have done it, yeah.
Did you feel closer to being that person when you were in New York?
Yeah. I loved New York. It was a great laugh. But I love London. You know, like, if I come back now, I really miss London.
What do you miss about it?
I miss my friends. I miss walking around and seeing beautiful buildings and interesting people and strange little shops and just, you know, I think what's really interesting about going away, you know, if you've been brought up in London, then you just take it all for granted. You don't see it, it's just where you are. But when you come back, you realise how lucky you were and what, you know, and also now living in Stockport, which is fine, it's Stockport, but it's just, 7 o'clock in the morning, I can't think of the right words. It's just a little bit pedestrian. Sorry, Stockport. Not all of Stockport, there's some brilliant people in Stockport, can I just say that? I don't mean to slate Stockport.
What is it like, Stockport?
It's...
Somebody hasn't been there.
suburban. And I think pedestrian was probably quite a good description, really.
Why did you move there? What prompted the move?
I met my husband. I was staying at my mum's, because my mum also found her way up to Stockport. I've followed my mum's lead, so she married a man from Stockport too. Having discovered herself.
Where did she go to discover herself?
She went off and did Open University and met her husband at the summer school. Her new husband, and so she was in Stockport. Well, she was in Manchester by the time I got there, but when I came back from New York and was thinking of setting up my business, I didn't think I wouldn't be able to afford to do it in London. So I thought, I'll go to Manchester, because that's where my mum is. And so that's sort of what I've been doing, I suppose. I did quite quickly discover that I wasn't the world's best businesswoman, and wasn't that good at selling myself, which is a bit of a problem if you've got a business.
Tell me a bit more about your business.
Whilst I was in New York, I learned how to do this cake decorating with buttercream, and I really enjoyed it. It's really nice. There's something fabulous about. These are not regular, put a teddy bear on a cake or anything. They're really beautifully done. And the woman that runs, it's called Cupcake Cafe in Manhattan, and she's an artist, she's a painter, and she's developed this beautiful technique for using buttercream. So, you can pipe it or you can paint with it or whatever. So you just used to churn out like beautiful, beautiful objects, and it's got all the sort of problems that you as a creative person you want. So you're doing lots of designs, you're playing with composition, you're playing with colour and texture, and over and over and over again, and it does channel your creativity nicely, I think. And plus then people are, you're making people really happy, which is also lovely most of the time anyway, and so that's quite nice. So my idea was that I was obviously going to come back here and have this business that would earn me an absolute fortune and then enable me to do all these other creative things that I have in mind. So I did ceramics and metalwork at Camberwell. And so I like design, things like that. So that was the idea, that I'd be able to sort of fund me exploring various creative endeavours and with making cakes. Along the way, though, I then got into teaching. So now I don't really do any ceramics or metal work for myself or anything. I teach kids who have fallen somewhere along the way in their schooling for one reason or another. Teach them art and teach them hopefully how to be students so they can sort of get back on the ladder and progress in their art.
How did you get into that?
Mainly having met Howard, who's an art teacher, and therefore sort of being around. And somebody said, oh, come in and do a bit of teaching. And I did, and it went from there. So so that I got quite involved in that, and that sort of took over from my own things for a while. And then I've kind of gone back again, so I've sort of stepped away from doing as much teaching and I'm back trying to be a businesswoman.
Are you talking about the cake
business? Yes.
So have you got a shop?
I've got a workshop, people sort of find me somehow, and I do a bit of wholesale to sort of delis and shops around.
Can you describe some of your cakes?
They're generally floral, on the whole.
Small cupcakes or?
Cupcakes, big cakes, wedding cakes. It's quite difficult to describe them because it's not what you tend to see over here. So they're very, very colourful, and they look like big bouquets of flowers. I think they're lovely, and they taste nice.
How much work do you put? I know it'll depend on the project, but how much time does it take?
I think it always takes me a lot longer than I think it does. But you have to be quite quick because obviously buttercream melts, so you have to sort of get it out, and you can't be there for ages holding your piping bag and not doing anything. So you work quite quickly. But I suppose you take quite a lot of time to, you know, you have to, same with a painting, you know, you're having to stand back and look at the composition, see what's needed, things like that. So a wedding cake, for instance, would take me a day, more or less. But there's also a lot of preparation as well, so there's a lot of sort of just getting the thing ready to decorate. Things like that always take a lot longer than you think. But if you know, when I was in New York and I had people doing all of that for me, you could do 20, 30 cakes a day. I do one or two. I don't know.
Is it just you?
Yeah. Yeah, I have to do all the dog's body stuff as well.
Is that difficult?
Well, it was quite nice when you just swan in and be an artist and then swan out again. Now I have to do the washing up as well. Yeah. It would be nice to have a few more projects, and I think that is part of what appealed to me about doing the plinth. I like the idea of just, you know, taking part in something creative and responding to what, you know, what was going on. So I think that's part of why I'm here.
Where did you first hear about the project?
Oh, I think just in the news and just, you know, it was around, wasn't it?
What was it that actually made you apply, do you think?
I just thought it would be really good fun to take part. It was about, you know, it was one of those things where something must have been on the telly or something had sort of hit my consciousness again. And then I realised, I suppose it was that thing where I suddenly realised actually I could apply. I could just sort of say, yeah, I'll apply and go for it. And then, so I was like, oh, I'm going to do that then. So that's what I did. It was something like 2 o'clock in the morning when I applied, and then sort of thought, well, that was funny, and then left it. And I didn't really expect to be called up because it was that lottery thing, and there seemed like quite a lot of people applied. So I didn't really think that I was actually going to get on. But it was the idea of, like, oh, I'm going to take part. Well, I'm going to put my name down to take part, which appealed to me.
When did you find out that you had a place?
I suppose it was about a month ago. ago. I think it was just before I went on holiday, so I was oh, just when I'd got back. I can't remember now. About a month ago, I think.
Have you decided how you're going to spend your time?
Yes. I'm going to do a sort of 360 whilst I'm up there, and every minute I'm taking a photograph. And then, so my photographs are all then going to be postcards sent to 60 people, because I was playing with this idea of being a tourist. And it's quite funny actually, because since I've known that I'm coming on here, it's made me very nostalgic for being, you know, for London, and also when I was trying to think what could I do, how could I respond to being up there, and the idea of being a tourist. One of the things that, you know, when you first have to say what you're thinking you might do, and which is when it dawned on me about, you know, feeling like a tourist in your home, your own home, is quite odd. And so then you know, I was thinking about, because I was born in the old Charing Cross Hospital. So that, I think that was one of the things that made me think about sending postcards, because I thought, there's this shot that I can send to my mum, because that's where I was born. So I was, you know, born just sort of off from here. And there's, so that sort of, you know, then you're thinking, oh, you know, what does Trafalgar Square mean to me? And so, you know, I can remember coming here, like, you know, as a teenager, when you first sort of let loose on the world, and you used to come here for New Year, and I can't remember how old we were, pretty young, but absolutely off of it. But then by being snogged by people, you know, when you think something, you think, but I've got like a real strong memory of somebody sort of grabbing me in Trafalgar Square and snogging me at New Year, and somebody else like grabbing a policewoman and snogging her. But it's a really happy memory, and it was really, really fun.
How old
do you think? I was probably sort of 16 or something. You know, one of those, that point when you're suddenly, you know, you're in London in a way that, again, if you've grown up here, you're suddenly sort of, you know, you're going to Leicester Square, and it's, you know, and it's all bright, and it feels glamour, and you're there at night, and, you know, if you've never been there at night before on your own, and you're all, you can see all these kids now, can't you, all sort of hanging around. So that was me. And and just that, there's just lots of bits of, you know, Trafalgar Square as well. Is, I suppose, it's such a sort of, it's a figurehead, isn't it, for London as well, I think. I mean, I know there's lots of other ones now, and well, there always has been, but, you know, this hasn't really changed. Trafalgar Square is what it is. You know, there's bits, the London Eye, for instance, and South London, all the South Bank, all the stuff that sort of, there's loads of things happened in London since I've been gone that I'm not really part of. And they don't, you know, it's, they're all new since I've gone, so that, again, I'm very much there, it's new to me, I'm a tourist, and I don't really know what's going on. So, but this part of London, therefore, you know, I can still find my way to Trafalgar Square at 6:30 in the morning, whereas if I, you know, go off to South London, I'm going to get a bit lost. And
who else are you sending postcards? Are they all people you know?
They're all people I know, although I was going to send one to Mr. Gormley to say thank you. But he'll have to be my 61st person, because I got oversubscribed.
Do you often take photographs?
No. In fact, I'm notoriously bad at taking photographs. and constantly being told off because I'm supposed to take photographs of cakes and things like that, art. I never do. Or I chop, I mean, I don't think people are going to get beautiful postcards. I tend to sort of chop the vital piece off. So they'll probably get Nelson's column without Nelson. I'll try my best. I did think about doing like a travel log. I thought I could do drawings or sketches, but then I thought that might get a bit pressured. I might get a bit too precious because I don't do it often enough, but you have to have more practice.
So. You didn't think about doing a cake?
I did. Well, everybody said do cakes, but then I thought I didn't want to be here promoting cakes. It wasn't a business undertaking that I was doing. I wanted to respond to being on the plinth and taking part in this art piece, not trying to sort of, you know, do an advertising stint for myself. So I dismissed that one quite quickly.
So the idea of you taking photographs, which isn't something that you normally do, is linked into this tourism side. Do you dislike the fact that you feel like a bit of a tourist coming back here?
Yeah, I find it quite disappointing. I mean, again, like I said before, in one way, I think it's lovely because you suddenly appreciate how you appreciate things that you wouldn't have done. So from that point of view, that's quite nice. And it's not, you know, there's like, the nostalgia thing's quite, is quite nice as long as you've got somebody to share it with. My mum and I come up for the day and we'll wander up and down Kensington High Street and pretend that, you know what I mean, we literally just do what we would have done if when we lived there, which is quite nice. But yes, I don't like the fact that I can't remember where things are or I don't know what's happening.
You mentioned that there are other projects that you would like to do aside from the business. Is there anything in particular that you'd like to get underway?
Not as such. I mean, just
example, the painting or metalwork.
Yeah. Well, and there are loads of bits and pieces. I like interiors. When I was at college, one of the things that I liked doing was sort of creating environments for people, which I think is, so it's sort of, there's a slight fine art edge to it rather than just straightforward design, but it's design that I'm interested in. So there's lots of sort of bits and pieces that I think, like, I want to make a chandelier out of, when they smash the glass in bus stops and you get all that crazed glass. So, you know, making chandeliers out of that or lots of bits and pieces like that.
Could you do that in your workshop?
No, I'd have to have another workshop, but that wouldn't be a bad thing. That would be nice. I'd be very happy to have another workshop. I think that's one of the things that I really admire about proper artists that are there and doing it, is that they've got up off their arse and they've made it happen. And it's I'd like to know how you do that. I'd like to know how you actually make these things happen.
Do you not feel like a proper artist?
No. I'm not a proper artist. I don't make it happen.
You are running a business, you are doing something creative.
Yeah. That was always, you know, that the reason that I could do that was because it wasn't as, it's not as, I thought it wasn't as personal to me. I do actually probably spend far too much time doing a cake. Do you know what I mean? And trying to make it look as pretty and gorgeous and whatever as I can, rather than thinking about whether that's then cut my profit margin. So, you know, if my chosen medium probably wouldn't be buttercream for art, I'd build things or whatever. I don't know.
Do you have any reservations about going on the plinth?
Only that I've heard it's a bit windy. And only that I'm going to be a bit boring up there.
Are you looking forward to it?
Yeah, I am.
Is there anything else you'd like to say before you go up?
No, thank you for giving me the opportunity to be up there.
Thank you very much indeed.